The government is planning to set a new €500 limit as a maximum payout from a gaming machine. It's also proposing to set a maximum stake at €5. At present, there are concerns existing legislation is outdated and frequently flouted. The maximum payout is 50 cent and the maximum bet is 3 cent. Former Armagh footballer Oisin McConville had problems with gambling, which have been well documented. He spoke to our reporter Angus Cox about his gambling problems and how they started with gaming machines.
When I was younger, I suppose that's when I started dabbling in was machines, just normal fruit machines, and that advanced to poker machines, and then from poker machines it went to horses, it went to cards, it went to football teams, football matches, it went to, you know, I basically gambled on everything then. But that was my initial contact with gambling. That was one of the things that gave me the buzz. I liked the bright lights, I liked, you know, all of that. So that, I suppose, if you like, that was my gateway into big time gambling.
At the moment, the max stakes are relatively low on these machines compared with the proposed higher stakes. But did you lose a lot of money on these machines, or was it more of an issue because it then led to more extreme forms of gambling?
When I started gambling on these machines, I was losing everything I had. Now, that wasn't a lot, but I think that's not the point. I think when people get into the stage where they're problem gambling, it doesn't matter if it's a premiership footballer losing $100,000 a week, or it's somebody who's on benefits who's losing £200 a week. It adds up to the same thing. People are gambling above their means, and that's what I, you know, learned about my gambling, was that the more money I had, the more I would have gambled. And, you know, I was a compulsive gambler, so compulsive as in, you know, regardless of how much I won or how much I could get my hands on, it was all or nothing. And sort of that was my problem. That's how my problem manifested as far as gambling was concerned.
Now, the proposals are to increase the max stake on gaming machines to €5 and then the max payout to €500. What do you make of those proposed changes?
I just think the timing of it, I think it all sounds pretty, it's all madness to me, because it has actually gone the other way completely in the UK, whereas they brought the £100 stake within the bookies down to a £2 stake. Now, if you can imagine, you know, that is a step in the right direction, first and foremost. And that it seems insane that we would be going in the opposite direction. The studies, the information on the ground is that there's more people in Ireland with gambling issues than there ever has been before. As far as addictions are concerned, it has the highest rate of suicide. It's the most secretive of all the addictions. People are only asking for help when they're in absolute crisis, when the world has come tumbling down around them. And I'm not just talking about finances, I'm talking about life in general, I'm talking about family life, I'm talking about social life, I'm talking about work life. So the fact that we are moving in the opposite direction of what the rest of Europe certainly is moving in, it seems like a crazy decision to me.
Oisin McConville speaking there about that new gaming machine legislation. We can talk to Barry Grant, who's CEO of Problem Gambling. Very good morning to you, Barry Grant. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Morning, Brian.
What do you make of these new proposals?
Well, I suppose it's an improvement on what the government had originally proposed, which was a €10 per spin stake limit. So they've reduced that by half. But as Oisin was pointing out there, in the UK, they recently reduced the stake per spin on the fixed odd betting terminals, which are kind of digital roulette machines that were in the bookie shops there, down to £2 per spin. Now, that would be one spin every 20 seconds on one of those machines, whereas slot machines, you're looking at one spin every 6 seconds, far more frequent. So there's that side of it where we need to have a think about that, and especially with, say, multi-line slot machines. Most of the listeners would be familiar with the old-fashioned kind of fruit machine where you just have to match three of the same thing, say three sevens on one line, that's your payout. But on the modern digital slot machines, you have multiple lines. You can have up to 50 different payout lines on your screen at any given time, and you can bet on up to 50 lines per payout per spin. And we could conceivably end up in a place, if the legislation isn't written correctly, where people could be gambling, say, 250 euros or whatever it is per spin every 6 seconds.
Staggering amounts of money. I mean, as the government concedes at the moment the law is outdated, but it also says that it's just frequently flouted. So presumably there's a question, even if new regulations, new limits are brought in at whatever level, who polices that?
There's nobody to police it at the moment. I mean, Dublin City is a prime example of this. I'm working in Dublin a couple of days a week. If you walk through the city centre, there are numerous arcades and casinos which operate gaming machines. Now, Dublin City Council back in the 1980s passed a bylaw saying that gaming machines were prohibited. Nobody enforces that. That very basic, fundamental part of the law. And then you go on to who's going to police the stakes, who's going to police the prizes. These are already being flouted well above what the government are proposing.
So your message to Minister Charlie Flanagan is?
Well, I think they're putting the cart before the horse here. We'd want to see a regulator in place before any new rules are put in place, so somebody is actually there to enforce them and protect vulnerable people.
All right. Barry Grant, CEO of Problem Gambling, in our Waterford studio this morning. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. It's